Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 199. This is GamerCast recorded on the 30th of May 2010, and I am your host, Paul. Joining me this week is Adam, Catherine.
Hi.
And Adam. Okay, Adam, how's it going, buddy?
It's going alright. How are you?
See, he's cool.
Adam's not here.
Yeah, Adam's not here again.
We don't know why.
We don't know why, he just didn't show up. Oh my god, didn't I tell Skype to, like, close? Go away. Oh yeah, this is the new Skype with the funky menu, so you actually have to go to quit Skype to get rid of it. Yeah. So Adam's not here this week again, but, you know, the most important people are here, IMO. I'm now going to get loads of hate mail from Adam supporters. But that's cool. We did miss last week because...
Because?
Why did we miss last week? You were doing stuff, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're doing things you thought more important than GamerCast.
No, I wanted to do GamerCast.
Yeah?
I even suggested to Charlotte that me and her could have done it Sunday morning when you were at work. And she was like, no, because then people would be like, oh, it sounds like one person's talking.
What? You didn't know how to do GamerCast.
No, I know.
You need skill.
I was going to suggest it to you, but
well, you could have done it if you want. I'm only the host. We don't need me on every week.
I wanted to do it Monday
week.
Night, but you didn't want to do it.
So. No, well, Monday night would be too late.
Yeah. That's
GamerCast is officially released on Monday, which means I need a day
to
do it. Even though sometimes it comes up on a Sunday because I get it over and done with really quickly, so our listeners can enjoy it beforehand. Yes, indeed. All right. Anyway.
Now for the news.
First bit of news, Fable 3 related, because Fable 3 is a good game, and it had better not suck.
I wonder what you would have said about Fable 3 a few weeks ago. No? Okay.
I would have said what I just said.
Are you sure?
I would have said what I just said.
What, when it was a 360 only?
I would have... It would still be a good game. I did have Fable 2, even though it was 360 only.
I know.
I did play Fable 2.
I know.
Before you have a got me.
Okay, I'm not having a go, I'm just saying.
You haven't got me.
So, Lionhead have announced that there's a collector's edition coming out.
Wait. Who the hell is Lionhead? Don't you mean Peter Molyneux Incorporate?
Sure, Peter Molyneux Incorporate have announced that there's going to be a limited edition...
Hey, Peter.
Collector's edition of Fable 3. Hopefully this one won't get cancelled, like the Fable 2 one did. If you remember that there was a Fable 2 one coming out, with a little figure and an art book and stuff.
No.
That got totally cancelled. So this one is supposed to have... some playing cards, which are styled to the Fable universe. So each one's specially designed. So it's not just a normal pack of playing cards with, like, a different picture on the back.
Yeah, the playing cards actually look quite good.
They look really nice.
Yes.
Then you get a coin, so similar to the Oblivion Collector's Edition.
Yes, the Oblivion coin, the Septim, or whatever the currency of the realm is.
But this is a guild seal coin. Which has a good side, which is blue, and an evil side, which is red.
Oh, here we do. Peter Molyneux and his good and evil stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, does the guy not understand that there's, like, a spectrum?
As well as those things, you then also get in-game stuff. So you get a new quest exclusive to the Collector's Edition, which is the Mystery of the Haunted Forest of Silverpine. Silverpine? Forest of Silverpines.
Silverpine Forest.
And you can get a legendary sword called Wolfsbane, which is good against wolves. And Balverines?
Don't look at me.
Okay.
I only know what a goblin is.
You get an exclusive location, which is a new region, which is good for settling down in and uncovering new treasures, apparently so. You get a new dog breed. Dogs
still
in it.
Still will be dogs, good.
Which is renowned for its loyalty, a boxer.
You get a boxer.
A boxer.
Oh,
my. In the collector's edition, you get a boxer.
God.
How cool is that?
That's super cool.
You get a unique outfit. You get one for male and one for female. It doesn't really explain much about it, other than it's from the land of Aurora, which is the new destination of Fable 3. And that's all the special stuff you get. It comes in a nice kind of book-style box, but it looks like... I don't know, does that look like this sleeve goes over the top?
Yes.
So there's a sleeve that goes over the book.
We think.
And the book has the playing cards, the game, the coin, and the DLC codes in it as well. And that's coming out for around Christmas this year, is it?
Yep, end of the year.
End of the year. It's going to be, the collector's edition is going to be £60. Why can't I pre-order that then? I was having a look this morning. £60 on 360. There's not going to be a collector's edition on PC.
So does that mean I don't get a doggy?
Yeah.
Pff, we're hacking in.
But yeah, so it also officially got announced for coming out for PC, which is cool. You'll be able to get it, we think, at retail, as well as through Games for Windows Live on demand. Yes. Which will be $39.99. You can also buy the normal version of Fable 3 for $44.99. That's actually quite a difference, isn't it? Is that 15 quid?
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised by this 45 quid thing.
That's quite a high retail. Considering
it's a Microsoft game. Because they're normally always 40 quid.
That's really expensive. So I'll be paying £15 for a pack of cards, a coin, and some DLC. I'll still get it. Don't get me wrong. I'll still get it. I always do. What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the screenshot for the new Gedgetzan.
The new what?
Gedgetzan.
Gedgetzan.
In Tanaris.
Gadgetzan.
Yeah, whatever. I always pronounce it like that. Yeah. Gedgetzan. This is the new, look, it's by the sea now.
Ah, why they moved it?
Because the world is changing.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, Fable 3 news.
It's still Gedgetzan.
Okay, Gedgetzan. I've never heard anyone call it that before. Oh, boy, you've gone over my stuff. You've gone over my stuff.
What are you jib-jabbing about?
I need to be able to read.
Well, here's the Westfall. Have you not seen Westfall?
No, I haven't seen Westfall. What's that?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. We will see when Cataclysm is released.
When's that coming out?
End of the year.
They need to put pre-orders up for their collector's edition.
Nah, they need to give me loads of money.
Okay, so, No More Heroes 2. News. Firstly, the game came out on Friday.
Yep.
Which is a Wii exclusive title and a sequel to the original No More Heroes. This one called No More Heroes 2 Desperate Struggle. They've done two kind of promotional things over here in the UK.
Yes.
Although one, I'd say, is more promotional than the other one. The other one's kind of just eye candy, I suppose. Which I'm actually talking about that one, not that one. And so they've done a set of sexy lingerie from the characters in No More Heroes 2. On the website that is doing it, excuse me, they actually have pictures from in the game and then the girls wearing it, and there's quite a nice comparison. Except you're only buying the lingerie, you're not buying all the wigs and all the extras and bits and bobs and stuff.
Yeah, they should really do that, and then
yeah, like, you should get it all.
We'd see like 50,000 people cosplaying it.
I could do the some. I'd do her. I'd cosplay her. She's what cool, about her? But I'm kind of the wrong color for her.
Yes. Yeah, so what else have they done?
But yeah, so I was just saying about that. So it's through bedtimeflirt.com, and they're doing three exclusive lingerie stars, which is Sylvia, Shinobu, and Naomi. And you can pick those up. They're about like £50 or something like that. So you're paying £50 for that little thing there in the middle. £50 for that. And her, she's just wearing like a little bra and some undies, and that's it. You don't get the coat, which is a shame. But yeah, so they're doing that. And they've also done in London, in the Chateau Rouge fashion label shop in Carnaby Street, which is by Oxford Circus, they've changed their store into Airport 51, which is the shop in No More Heroes 2. It's quite cute. They've got a Travis Touchdown kind of
guy's out
mannequin. They have a Wii. We went in there and it wasn't turned on. They haven't really got... They've got like a top that is supposed to be kind of No More Heroes 2 approved, but there's nothing kind of exclusive to it. But you can always pop by. It looks the same on the outside. It says Airport 51 everywhere. So it's kind of cute. And it's like their promotional kind of stuff exclusive to the UK, which is really nice because we don't really get much in the UK usually. Oh, but that also just another thing. The Airport 51 store is only there from... It appeared on 28th, so Friday, and it's going to change back to normal until this Friday coming, which is the 4th of June. We recommend you check it out if you're a No More Heroes 2 fan or No More Heroes fans.
I recommend you check it out if you live nearby.
Yeah, if you live nearby. Don't go down, especially, because you'll spend like 5 seconds in there. And their clothes are quite expensive as well. And not really No More Heroes 2 thingies. Yeah. But yeah, if you live nearby. Okay, so next up, Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker news. So, of course, the game comes out on the 18th of June. Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker is a PSP exclusive.
PSP, is that still going?
Yeah.
Someone tried to buy one today.
Yeah.
I told him he's not having one. He walked out empty-handed.
Okay. So yeah.
Well, we didn't have the one he wanted.
Oh, I see. So yeah, Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker is PSP exclusive.
We mentioned it. It's not as cruel as I'm making it sound.
We've mentioned it previously on the show, and like Konami do, they're doing another Kojima promo tour, and they are gladly, they're nicely coming over to the UK again this time around. So on the 18th of June, they're going to be signing in the Oxford Street HMV in London. So any of those who live in London or are Kojima fans who want to come from ages away, he's doing a signing from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. I recommend getting there super early. So the last time he did it, I think the signing was happening about 6 in the... It was about 6. Actually, it might have been about 4 o'clock as well. I went there for Metal Gear Solid 4. But you had to...
Which would have been more busy in itself.
Yeah. Because it is a PlayStation 3 title as opposed to a PSP. And I got there at about 5 in the morning. And there were still about 100 people in front of me. Crazy people. But yeah, so they're doing it in Oxford Street HMV from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. And then also, if you can't make that, which I won't be able to, because I'll be at work, they are in the London Oxford Street Uniqlo, who make awesome t-shirts, or who sell awesome t-shirts. They're having Kojima there because they're doing a Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker line of clothes. And he will be there signing the game as well from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. So people can then have a chance to go there.
That's on a Saturday, though.
Yeah, that's on a Saturday.
Yeah.
That's why I can go to that one.
Yeah.
We'll be heading out there super early. But what? Yeah. You don't have to come. You can come if you want.
What, to see Kojima?
I know you don't agree with signing, but you could get a thing signed and sell it.
Why not agree with it?
Like, those sleeves went for like 500 quid. Paul's interested now. So I recommend...
I don't know, 500 quid for a day's work, a day getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning, that still sounds...
No, like... the earliest you can get out is like...
You're ruining my story for the sake of it.
Okay, sorry.
Still not worth it.
I mean, the Peace Walker ones might not
anyway,
work
Saturday,
as much anyway.
I'll probably be working.
Oh yeah, you'll be at work. Well, me and Charlotte and Tim are going along, so we get an extra one as well.
Okay, well if you get an extra one, you have to split the money.
Well, we wouldn't sell it.
You
wouldn't. Anyway, I'm getting my original Metal Gear signed.
We can competition.
A competition.
But if you sell it, you have to give a cut to us. How's that? Anyway, let's talk about way more important game. This game is called Star... What? You don't have any show notes for it. What am I supposed
you
to say?
No, that's a show note. You told me to put that.
I don't know what the... I don't have the patch notes here.
I didn't know that I was supposed to get them. They've been there for 2 weeks, that show note.
Actually, screw it. StarCraft II, the beta is coming to a close. It closes down tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, you said to me it was the 31st.
Yeah, so if you're a StarCraft II beta player, tomorrow is your last day.
Does that mean it's going to close tomorrow in the morning or in midnight?
That's Blizzard. Dear Blizzard. You suck, especially when the guy was on the roof. P.S. Do you know Mad Max? Most guys write to movie stars. This guy writes to games. Dear StarCraft. the original show note was for patch 13, which had loads of new changes.
Did that include the Facebook integration stuff?
Yeah, the Facebook integration. It broke Battle.net in Europe for about a week.
Yes. So when I said to Paul I'd give him a game... I couldn't, because it wasn't working. Just got a drink on me.
Yeah, everyone was really complaining about the Facebook integration. Oh, we don't want Facebook integration.
I had someone add me as a friend because they saw that I had it on Facebook.
See, it's a good idea. Who?
Duncan.
Who the hell's that?
I went to uni with him.
Who the hell's that?
He lives in Devon.
Devon? Oh.
He's a big WoW fan.
Oh, is he now? I'm a big WoW fan.
But he was also a big StarCraft and
I just
Warcraft
don't want to pay for it at the moment. So yeah. Why can't... Dear Blizzard, why don't you sponsor us and give us free WoW time? Then I'd play it for a couple of hours a week. Yeah, so beta's ending. Enjoy it while you can.
But then it's also supposed to reopen as well, isn't
it? Well, yeah, it might reopen for a couple of weeks at some point.
Before the game comes out on the just 27th?
Like 27th of July. So we have 2 months without StarCraft.
Oh, no, it's... What will you do? Maybe play Lord of Ultima. But then that's only like half an hour, isn't it?
I'll play Supreme Commander, which is still a better game if you want a long, detailed, good, decent game. Fist of the North Star was shown at MCM Expo yesterday.
Fist of the Big Dipper.
Yeah, or Fist of the Big Dipper in its original translation.
It's called Hitoko no Ken or something like that.
Yeah. Let's just say the game's rubbish.
Well, we can mention it a little later on in the Expo bit, but this was mainly saying that they've confirmed the name for it over here, which is Fist of the North Star Ken's Rage. It's coming to Xbox 360 and PS3 this autumn, and it's pretty much the same as Dynasty Warriors, but it's just Dynasty Warriors meets Mad Max, kind of. But only Mad Max in the sense that the anime is kind of Mad Max-y in its styles. But yeah, anyone who has watched the anime might like it, but it's more focused around the new style of anime that they released, as opposed to the nice 80s style, which I watched when I was younger and I loved it. But yeah, so it's Tecmo Koei and they do okay. We'll mention it a little bit later on. That's his official name. Okay, so Darkness Within 2, we have mentioned previously on the show. I was just going to say now...
Yep, it's out now.
It's out now, and there's also now a demo. So if you want to give it a play, you can... If you're thinking about buying it, you can give it a play before you do so. You can get it off Worth Playing, File Play, Strategy Informer, and Softpedia if you want to check out the demo. It's a Lovecraftian horror adventure game.
Yeah, it doesn't look that amazing.
No. Well, Paul, it's made by like four guys or whatever in Turkey.
Yeah, it doesn't look that amazing.
Four guys in Turkey.
I'm not saying it's a bad game. I'm just saying don't expect, you know, a 40 quid
Uber title. Oh yeah, well, it's a 20 quid game.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's not that's
what I'm saying, dude. This isn't a like. Anyway, this is like a 5-year-old game, really. So don't go into it thinking, oh yeah, this is going to be super graphics and super cool.
I'm not saying it is.
I'm talking to the listeners, be quiet.
Okay.
So yeah, play it in context of what it actually is.
Well, the point is the story.
Well, yeah, the point is the gameplay.
It's an adventure game. Cool.
Let's talk about, what's that? Lufia. Curse of the Sentrimals.
Is it the Sinistrals or Sinistra? Sinistrals, copy that.
Sinistrals.
So, Natsumi have announced, although this is only in America, which is kind of annoying me, is they're announcing a third Lufia game on the DS in America this autumn called Curse of Sinistrals. It's supposed to maybe be a
That's leaving it open a bit.
Some sources on the internet say
some
it's
guy.
A reimagining of Lufia 2, which was a totally awesome game, and which was on the SNES. And if that means that's that, I really want to get it. Also, just because if it's a Lufia game as well, even if it's a third title kind of thing, that's cool as well. So Lufia's like an RPG. I loved it because it was the first game that I played where you started the game really high level against this really uber boss, and then you got killed, and then like you woke up somewhere
as a noob.
I really loved it. Hopefully they're going to announce it over here to come out. Maybe Rising Star will pick it up, or 505 or someone like that. I'd hope so, because I'd love to get it. But it's coming out in America this autumn, so those lucky Americans can pick it up.
Yep, Mafia 2 will be having a collector's edition.
Yes.
Joining Fable 3. This is going to be coming out on PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and Windows.
Yes, and it comes out August 27th, so a month after thingy. Don't you think that's weird?
No, I think it's a
month. Actually, no, StarCraft's on a Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, StarCraft is a worldwide launch. Yes. Because it's a good game.
Okay, so...
Good meaning epically awesome. Good meaning epically super awesome. Epically super awesome meaning super good.
Okay. So, as well as close editions, different stores in the UK will be doing different DLC like they all have been recently, competing with each other.
Yep.
So, in this collector's edition, it comes in a steelbook... which has a debossed logo. Not an embossed logo, a debossed logo.
What does that mean? Does that mean it's embedded?
Yeah.
Which
sounds kind of cool, because not many things do that. And it's got pictures of the guys on it. I imagine it'll have a slip as well that goes over the top, because you can't sell something that looks like that. You get in it the man-made pack, which is free access to in-game downloadable pack. What? Free access to in-game downloadable pack? That sounds really weird. Go behind the wheel.
Hey, it's your show notes.
This is actually what they announced, like the details of it.
Oh, it's their thing.
You'll find these details on all game websites.
Map of Empire Bay.
You get a map.
Get familiar with the neighborhoods and own the streets with a high-quality, tear-resistant map depicting the 10 square miles of Empire Bay and all the hangout spots.
Okay, so Mammo Pack is like, you get two different new automobiles from the period, as well as two new man-made suits, made man suits.
You also get a hardcover art book. Get to know the families of Empire Bay with a 100-page photo album-style art book that takes fans through the artistic design process of the game.
You also get the soundtrack, so hopefully, like the original game, it will have quite an impressive soundtrack. It's been recorded by the Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. Is that how you'd say it? That's actually how you spell it as
That's
well?
That's actually, yeah, they spelt it Philharmonic instead of like, you know...
As one word as well.
Yeah.
As opposed to Philharmonic. Yeah, so you get the soundtrack and...
Maybe they're trying to be cool and trying to get films to buy them. Please make us some songs. Thank you.
But yeah, so that's
Please
cool.
play this for us. Thank you.
The collection, I believe, is coming out on all formats because there's nothing really...
No, nothing says otherwise.
Nothing says otherwise.
Being developed by 2K's Czech studios.
Who made the original as well.
Yeah. So hopefully they won't suck.
Hopefully they'll do a good job of it.
Yeah, well, you've liked the first one, you know. Second one should be alright.
Yeah.
Way more importantly, Halo Reach statistics. Halo Reach even. Sorry, I was doing my Halo 3 ODST because I'm too used to doing that. Yeah, people who got the Halo Reach beta, 2.7 million fans did it. I was one of those people. I played it for about 20 minutes before I realized, you know what, this is boring. But 13 million games were completed, 16 million hours of gameplay, which is almost like 2,000 years worth if you played it one person by yourself.
That's crazy though, 2,000 years. You'd be dead!
Dude, that's back when Jeebus was alive. If Jesus started playing this, he would have finally just caught up to what they did.
Oh, don't forget as well, Halo Reach, there's the standard, limited, and legendary editions.
Yeah, it's coming out on September 14th.
Oh yes, that's officially been announced, hasn't it?
Yep.
September 14th.
Yes. We will be buying it, and no doubt I will be playing it, and if anyone dare interrupts me playing Halo, they'll be... Because I like playing
Halo. What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I need to be in the zone for Halo, okay?
Are you going
to
play it in here or in there?
I'll play it wherever nobody's going to be coughing and talking.
Okay, jeez. I haven't been with you... Well, actually, no, I was here when ODST came
ODST
out.
ODST doesn't count.
Did you count the same? Okay. So, yeah, Halo 3, you were back in Yeovil.
Yeah, and put it this way, well, for the first two Halo games, my dad ruined it. Because he
You'd always have the day off when
he
you
had
told me
the
that.
Fracking release day off. I don't know how he managed to always have the release day off. And then I'd have to end up doing a single player cooperatively with him. And it just ruined the experience because he'd be talking, well, what am I supposed to be doing now? What's that mean? What's I don't fracking know. This is the first time I'm fracking playing it. Halo 3 was the exception, and I managed to play it by myself.
Cool. Well, I'm not going to bug you. I'll leave you alone.
Okay, I want to be with my Halo story. Even though the story in this might suck and it might just be a rubbish game. You never know, it might be. Let's talk a bit about the London MCM Expo now, because this is where Gamercast was dragged out of bed at 5 o'clock in the morning to attend.
Okay, so Paul maybe didn't enjoy himself so much at
I
the Expo.
I don't enjoy myself at these things.
Paul doesn't like conventions and stuff like that.
No, I don't.
There's too many people for Paul, isn't there? Poor thing. And it's hot. And it's tiring, and it's loud.
Loud. I don't like loud.
No. Okay, so...
It's like people are trying to talk to each other, and I'm just thinking, there's no point in me trying to talk to anyone because it's too loud and I can't hear what anyone's saying.
So, the expo's finished now, because there was another day going on today.
Yeah, it doesn't help that they have some stupid drums banging in the flipping... What the f... Why?
Because they did a Japan part to it.
Japan. Well, Japan could go back to Japan with their loud drums. We're going to have a quiet little tinky drums.
A large amount of people who attend the expo are interested in that kind of stuff.
Tink, 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 tink. Little drums, okay?
Like this big. Okay. So yeah,
for it was... your drums, just bring little ones. And then it's tink, 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 tink. Okay, carry on. Yeah, so anyway, we interviewed a bunch of people there. We saw a Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament. Sorry, did you want to talk about this?
I was trying to say something else.
Oh, carry on. I'll just shut up and play Lord of Armor.
Paul. Well, I was going to say that it was actually happening today as well. We only went yesterday.
We knew that.
Not everyone might have known that. It finished about an hour ago, I believe.
Well, they tried to finish it about an hour ago. They're still kicking people out.
Oh, no, no, no. When it gets past, like, 5 o'clock, it gets dead there. And you could just sit on in the middle of the floor because there's no one around.
Is that because the fat Jedi clears off? And then there's space for everyone else? Yeah, fat Jedi with the flashing teeth. If I see you at one of these conventions, I'm going to arrest you. I'm sick. Every time we go to one of these things,
it's a fat Jedi. Do you know why he was there, though? He was only there for the guests. Like Mardi Moore and the fringe people and stuff like that.
Are you sure that's and the only people. Reason
he's he was always there? At normal conventions?
Are you sure yes, that's the Paul. Yes. only reason? Are you yes. sure it's not like another reason he's there?
No.
Like related to some other people who might be there? Okay, anyway.
So, as usual, they had loads and loads of stalls.
And noise.
I didn't really buy much.
People in the way. People stood around when you're trying to walk past them in the way.
They had an awesome...
See, it's all right for Charlotte and Catherine because they can just, like, dive through people and then I get stuck behind about 50 people.
And we're used to this stuff as well.
Yeah, but I can't just, like... I can't fit between a gap that big. You know? Like, they just run off and then be gone and it's like...
Charlotte just runs off. I would have run off faster, but my feet were killing me.
Yeah, so what did we actually do there then since I'm not allowed to say?
So, they had a really good Comic Village this year, I must say. Even though we're games mainly, I'm just going to say that. They had Ronald D. Moore as well.
Yeah, we saw Ronald D. Moore.
Who nicely signed my poster and told us...
Apparently, yep. He prefers working on Battlestar. We should have asked him, but what do you think is better?
Yeah, I should have, shouldn't I?
Because then it's a... You could,
we asked him out of Battlestar, Caprica, and DS9, by the way. His answer was that, like,
Well, he kind of came up with an excuse of why he can't...
Different parts during his life, or something like that.
Why? Well, of course it was duh. DS9 like, was 15 years ago.
Yeah. I suppose he probably had more control over Battlestar, though.
Well, yeah, DS9, he was just a writer, wasn't he?
Yeah, he just did different bits and bobs.
He just did... Sometimes he just did the odd episode script now and then, really, didn't he?
You see his name quite a bit in the later seasons, though.
Yeah.
Anyway...
I think he might have had a fairly important role with the, like... stories stretching across the seasons, because I think it's something he does quite well. Because Battlestar is obviously, you don't just have a single episode.
Yeah.
It was really the first Star Trek which actually had an overarching storyline as well. So,
which is why it's good.
It's also why Catherine needs to pay more attention and not falling asleep.
Sure. Anyways, so they had quite a few... Well, they didn't have as many games as usual. So Capcom weren't there this year. Sega weren't there. Who published the Star Trek online game?
Cryptic.
They made it.
I thought they published it as well, didn't they?
Well, they because of course they were there last time.
I don't know. We only ever saw like two copies of it.
Yeah, they used to have NCSoft there, but they weren't there at all. So this year there was Tecmo Koei, Rising Star Games, Nintendo.
Well, it's only May, Activision. So I suppose the October one or whenever it will be more games related.
Yeah,
because they'll have way more games coming out. So.
Yeah, there was a lack of games, I must say. Was that all that there was there? Can you...
Fist of the North Star people, No More Heroes people.
Yeah, I said them.
Nintendo. Apparently Ubisoft had two guys there without a stall.
Yeah, apparently Ubisoft was supposed to be there giving out 5,000 free bags of stuff.
Yeah.
And we never saw anyone.
We didn't see any. We didn't even see people with free bags of stuff.
We never saw anyone handing anything out, so we were a bit disappointed with that, but they didn't have a stand, so that's probably the main reason why.
There's also
a
Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament going on.
Oh yeah, Konami had a sponsored Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament.
Lame.
Was that it?
DS record thing as well going on.
Yeah, I was talking about Game
Which
People.
Which they didn't let us film.
So Guinness World Record people were having a DS World Record for how many DSs playing in a room that they could have. So we mentioned this on previous shows. We were going to go to it, but... We weren't allowed to film inside there, which kind of defeated the point of it.
So we basically told him, screw you.
And it conflicted with my Ronald D. Moore signing as well.
Yeah. What's more important, Ronald D. Moore, a guy who actually does work, or the Guinness Book of World Records, which is a load of shit?
That and the world record stuff was apparently taking an hour, and there was live performance as well, which I don't really appreciate.
Yeah, and it was near Ronald D. Moore, and all we could hear is his stupid DS rubbish.
Yeah. I wouldn't have minded taking part, but... When there's conflictions and stuff.
Yeah, you have to prioritise important people.
But like, yeah, so they had some cool stuff there. So Tecmo Koei, they had Fist North Star and Quantum Theory? Am I saying that right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not sure.
All I know is there was the fat Jedi guy there.
Yeah, I know Paul.
We didn't see the Star Trek geek who's normally in the mirror.
I was looking at Charlotte's video where she was doing the cues and I saw a Star Trek geek.
The Star Trek geek?
No, a Star Trek geek.
Oh, well, yeah, we saw a couple
What's
of geeks.
What's red? Is that a commander?
Command or officer
he's
or whatever.
He's wearing red. And then we saw the engineer. We didn't see any science officers, did we?
Yeah, there was some girl in a...
Oh yes, when we were sat down.
Yeah, maybe I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, they had some okay stuff there. There weren't as many games as usual, which was a shame because we were going for the games, really. That's really creepy. But yeah, it was cool. We'll definitely be going next. Actually, I'm not sure if we're going to go next time. It's on my birthday.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on Halloween next time.
How about?
Why is my birthday always on a bloody Saturday? It's annoying. Anyway, so yeah, MCM Expo, it was quite cool. I had an alright time. I was a bit tired after it all, though, and my feet hurt. And there was way more people than last year.
Yeah, it was really packed out.
Like, usually it's kind of empty at the start.
But it was busy all the time.
It was packed out when we got in. And we got... We lined up
at
we got the first train to London. And what time did we arrive there, maybe? Like, 7-8-ish? I suppose we got into London about 7-ish,
We got into London about 7:30-ish.
Oh, yeah, 7:30.
So, say, half hour to get there and whatever.
So we got there at about 8-ish, and there was, like, hundreds of people in front of us. It was crazy. And, the queue system.
The queue system they had was terrible.
So last time, they had little pens. They opened the thing and just made people walk in the pen and then close it off. This year, we did
It's just a single long queue.
That we had to walk through up and down and up and down.
Yeah,
and
it was about, I think we had to walk 3 kilometres or so in a queue.
My feet were hurting at the end of that.
Because when you're in a pen, you can just sit down because you don't have to move until they open the gate and then you just go in. So
as opposed to having to go then move up and then move down. I was also going to say, even though Capcom weren't there, they kind of were in a sense, because in the bags that they give you a bag full of goodies when you enter the expo.
Yeah, I don't want these bags.
There was lots of Capcom stuff in there, which was nice because they didn't manage to make it, because I don't think they really had much they could show off.
Dead Rising 2!
Because it'd seem a bit pointless if they only had games that were out to show, wouldn't it?
Dead Rising 2?
Well, because they're not going to have that yet. There probably won't be a playable demo until E3.
They could have done something together.
So then they'll show it at Expo. And they might show Marvel vs. Capcom 3 next time, maybe.
Yeah, but EA is only 2 weeks away.
EA?
E3's only 2 weeks away.
EA. Yeah, I know. But the thing is, they need the time to be able to make it.
Time. They should have made it 2 weeks ago.
Okay. But yeah, so there was lots of Capcom stuff in the bag. So there was like Monster Hunter stuff, DLC for Dark Void, Lost Planet 2 t-shirts, little figures, loads of Capcom stuff. It was almost more of a Capcom bag. Because of all the Capcom stuff inside it. But yeah, so I still had fun. It was good. I look forward to the next one, if I can go to it. I knew that there were people going there that I know. Unfortunately, it was so busy. I was going to swear. It was so flipping busy that I hardly saw anyone that I knew that was attending, which was
a shame. I only saw the fat Jedi.
Yeah.
And a couple of other people I remember from previous ones.
Yeah. You remember people from previous ones?
Yeah, like the ones who I'd flag as potential pedophiles.
Oh, okay. Is that what you look at when you look at people? Okay.
Sorry, the only reason you'd have flashing teeth is that you're a pedophile.
I don't understand why he does that. He looks so silly. There's flashing teeth.
Well, I know the Predator and, you know, they always just go away.
The USMC guy I know didn't seem to be there.
Maybe he was elsewhere.
Yeah, well, he's trying to find a job at the moment. I think.
What, they won't pay him to just come to things as a Marine?
Sega paid him money. To do an Alien vs. Predator event.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, they had all of them attend it.
Okay.
Which was quite nice, but he works in games and he's having a hard time at the moment. But yeah, there were some crappy Predators as well.
Yeah.
Because there was good Predator and this crap Predator.
If you're 5'6", don't cosplay or dress up or think you're a predator.
Well, you could say the same in a way as that girl who was dressed as a big sister. She was too short.
And too fat.
Don't say that's rude.
She was so saying short.
Yeah, but she was a big sister's like really, really tall.
Big sisters are skinny. She was not skinny. She was medium build.
Okay.
But she should have gone as a little sister, and maybe she could get away with it.
Little sisters, little girls.
Yeah, but that's the closest you can get without reversing time.
But she could be a splicer.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so, yeah, NCM Expo was cool.
Yes, it was fun. We all enjoyed it.
I did. I'm sure Charlotte might have.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights.
Okay, we have one letter this week. This is from Quack. Quack says, Green Day Rock Band, ?
What does he mean?
I'm going to say yes, they're releasing a Green Day Rock Band.
With only Green Day songs. It'll only have, of course, a select few like the Beatles ones, and I'm sure a load of them will then go up as DLC.
And I'm sure a load of them will not sell.
I reckon Green Day Rock Band might sell a bit better, though, than the Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles are going to be so amazing, you've got loads of two people
Yeah, but you've got loads of emo Green Day fans and stuff.
Yeah, but who have Guitar Hero. La 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 la, Guitar Hero.
I'd pick it up, but I don't like Green Day as much as I used to.
I'd pick it up only if they did one with Smashing Pumpkins, Radiohead, The Killers, and whoever else I happen to be listening to at the moment on, and just...
Like, all in one.
The best songs of those...
Rock band, Paul.
Well, yeah. That's what they should do, like.
They should do a Radiohead one, that'd be cool.
Yeah, but a lot of the newer stuff, you can't really use a guitar with.
No.
It'll be like, wing, or blah, blah, blah.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Okay, last week everyone would have heard this. Catherine guessed that it was World of Warcraft. Adam didn't guess anything, and Charlotte thought it was Oblivion.
That's, of course, because Charlotte was on last week's show.
Yeah. Well, she would have guessed anyway. What?
2 weeks ago, show. Oh, yeah, of course.
Not that she sent us a letter this week.
Well, I didn't see any point in it because she was on the show, so she knew everything that was happening on the show. But she did moan to me that she hadn't sent a letter before we started.
Whatever.
But she could send a letter next week.
Yeah, so the actual answer to that was... StarCraft 2.
StarCraft 2.
I was being a bit sneaky and using something which wasn't out yet, simply because millions of people have the beta now.
Where's that music play?
Main menu music.
That's in the main menu music? Oh, well, it hasn't got the cool bit at the start. If it had that cool bit at the start, I'd be like, yeah, StarCraft 2.
That would give it away, because it's a StarCraft theme.
Mm.
This week, we've
got... I like the StarCraft theme. Okay, so any clues?
Clues. Multiple platforms.
Multiple platforms.
Aye.
How recent?
Fairly recent.
How fairly recent is fairly recent?
I don't know, within 5 or 6 years. Okay, hang on. Definitely within 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah, definitely within 4 years.
Have I played it?
Probably.
Probably.
I think this is a game you would have played.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, doesn't ring any bells.
Okay, Adam, what do you think? Harvest Moon? Okay, Adam thinks Harvest Moon.
Is Adam always going to guess Harvest Moon when he's not on the show? Oh, you're writing in white.
Yeah, that's to hide the actual answer from you. One day I'll do that and it will reveal the answer and I'll be like...
So, it's not a word that...
It's spelt wrong.
Oh, it's spelt wrong.
No, it's not...
So it's a word that it doesn't recognise.
Yeah, last week, Catherine had a kind of hint because OneNote flagged that the word was spelt wrong even though it was hidden in white, which is why we know it was StarCraft. Even though I managed to convince you
that
it was...
Oh, but of course that's last week's, damn.
Yeah, that's last week. This week is there somewhere.
Have you played it?
I played it.
Have you played it lots?
Considering it may have been released 4 years ago, not lots.
4 years ago. So I was in sixth form.
May have been released 4 years ago.
Stop putting that face!
I'm not going to give you the exact month when it's released, because then you'll know what it is. You'll just look at the big releases and think, oh, probably that one. Oh, that was the one Paul would have played. It's that one. Multiple platforms, definitely within 4 years.
That's the only thing, though. You say multiple platforms and it throws me off.
Come on, Catherine. Game with a nice soundtrack.
I thought that was a nice piece of music. A nice soundtrack. Oh.
It's not Oblivion or Morrowind, I'll give you that.
Well, I know that. I could tell that from the music.
Come on, dude.
I don't know. Can I guess later? Can I do that?
Officially, no.
Oh.
But unofficially, because Adam isn't here, we can get away with it. So if you just tell me the answer, what it is you think before next week's show, I'll add it to the show notes and Adam will be none the wiser.
Can I email you in?
Just tell me.
No, yeah.
We live in the same room.
How about... Yeah. Oh, actually, no. I was going to say, I could even open OneNote and type it in myself, but I didn't know the password to the page.
Yes, I have password to that page.
Yeah.
Just in case someone is sneaky.
Yeah, okay. Can I guess later? What I'll do, I'll listen to the show tomorrow.
Can you even guess a genre?
A genre?
Yeah.
Is it an RPG? It's not an RPG, is it?
It's...
Actually, but your definition of an RPG...
It's got RPG-ish elements in it. How's that?
But Fable 2.
Okay, Fable 2. Yeah, it's RPG is in that some bits are RPG-ish. Yeah. Maybe not so much with that part of the game, but...
Wait, but Fable came out not 4 years ago.
It doesn't have to be 4 years ago. It could be 2 years ago. It could be last
You're
week.
You're lying to me!
It could be Alpha Protocol, for all we know.
You haven't played that.
Oh.
And it's a spy game.
Well, part of the game does have RPG-ish elements in it.
Uh-huh.
In that things level up and that you're told what to do.
Hmm. But not in the same sense as, like...
It's not Oblivion.
Oblivion.
Like, which is primarily a role-playing game.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think Fable 2. Adam thinks Harvest Moon. We will find out the answer on episode 200.
Yeah, episode 200. Jeez.
Actually, maybe we'll leave it and make everyone wait an extra week.
Oh, that's really mean.
Okay, we won't do that now.
New releases this week.
We've got a bunch of important stuff coming out, such as The Sims 3 Ambitions. This is an expansion pack 2, The Sims 3. This is the one where you can go to your job and do work.
And do the laundry. Remember? Shot told us before.
Oh, yes, you can do the laundry. I'll make sure to do that the first time I install this expansion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, if you played The Sims and you've always been annoyed when your dude goes off to work and...
You don't get to take part at all.
That's it. Now you can do a few things. They don't have all the careers in there.
No, only some of them. But yeah. Some of the stuff sounds quite nice.
But so, some of them also sound really lame.
I must say that I would like to be the... Is it an interior designer or whatever it is? Architect kind of thing?
Interior designer? I wonder how that would work.
Well, yeah, that's why. I'm wondering how it works.
Some of these are a bit weird how it works.
So, like, ghost hunter?
Yeah,
but
I mean,
firefighter? That'd be so cool.
Can I speak, please?
Yeah, of course I.
Yeah, there's a firefighter, which sounds cool. That we know how that works. You've got a private investigator, which I mean will mean digging through people's rubbish and stuff.
And breaking into people's houses.
Yeah. There's a doctor. Whether that means you're going to be a surgeon or just like a general practitioner or the
equivalent. It'd be a bit weird how to define
it. Yes. This guy has got these symptoms, and then you click on something to find out what the list is. You've got a ghost hunter, which I just means you're like a firefighter, only instead of chasing fires, you're chasing ghosts. Except you're using cheap, crappy plastic instruments with AA batteries in, which give off fake readings and rubbish.
There you go. So, you can also be an architect, a tattoo artist.
Yeah, I'm sure Sean will love a tattoo artist, because then he can do tattoos on people, possibly including himself.
I wonder if you can hurt people being a tattoo artist, or like if you can use the dirty thing and like
give them infections. Yeah, so that's all interesting. This actually seems like a fairly big expansion pack, which is a nice change than the last one, which was just like a little content pack.
They're also releasing a commemorative edition. I'm not sure why. It's,
well, oh, this it's, is for the 10th anniversary.
I didn't see that one. Which is quite nice. Sorry. I'm not sure if all retailers are getting this. I looked on a couple of websites and they had it. I'm hoping it's like a store-wide kind of thing. And the only difference is it comes with a premium 48-page hardbacked anniversary book that has... I'm not sure how this works, though. Apparently, a wall poster, a sketchbook... So I don't know if that means just means some plain pages in it. A build-your-own plumbob, which would be quite cute.
I'm sure the cosplayers will love that.
Yeah. And a digital asset card. I'm not sure what that means.
It means they give you a credit card where you can spend your simoleons in real stores.
Well, because you can do Sims points cards.
Yeah, so who knows.
But yeah, so that's really cool. And as well as, you know, of course, all the jobs, you'll get the usual new pieces of furniture, new pieces of wallpaper, and all the jib-jab.
Yep. Also coming out this Friday is Rooms.
The main building. It's like a puzzle game.
What is this on?
DS only.
Oh, DS. We don't talk about DS.
So you're at the start of a room and you've got to get out of it, and there's like ways to get out of it, and there's like items in the way and items you have to use and stuff like that.
Yep.
So there's different little tiles and you have to go in between them. So that's just a DS game.
So is it just like Professor Layton, or is it more like,
I wouldn't say it's as good as Professor
Layton. It's not like story driven.
It's not story driven at all, I don't believe.
Also SBK10's out.
Yep.
This is the Superbike
World Championship.
World Championship game. With bikes and you race.
Yeah, they're actually putting in an arcade mode as well as a simulation mode. Obviously, to cater for both.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Kinds of players, which is of course what F1 want to do as well. So maybe they'll do it like that.
Yep. Darkstar 1: Broken Alliance is also coming out this Friday.
Yep, which is a PC space game, which is now coming out on Xbox 360.
Is it?
Yep. So that means you can get achievements.
Ooh, achievements. So is this going to be full price £40 jobby?
I think so, yeah. Ouch. Even though Darkstar 1 on PC is like £20
quid
or something.
Yeah, like, it's not very expensive
anymore. You could pick up a demo. So what you could do, if you wanted to see what Darkstar 1's like, you can pick up the PC demo off the internet, give that a play.
Yeah, I mean, it's an alright game, I suppose. It's not
Have you
free
played
space
Darkstar
or
1?
X-free.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, so of course they're up in the graphics, making it look nicer.
Are they?
Apparently so. Darkstar 1... Mm. Of course came out a little while back.
Yeah, it was what,
two, three years ago.
Yeah,
but then wasn't that a new edition that they released, and then there was a previous one before that, I think. I think it's getting on a bit.
Yeah, it's not Free Space 2.
No, it's not Free Space
X-Free or
but it's a story driven open-ended space game. It's where you can pick kind of your trade.
Well yeah, I mean, it's like you know, the Freelancer X-Free sort of thing.
But
if you are a PC gamer, X3 is currently like high-end game.
And if sadly you don't have a good PC, not that you'd need a good PC to play Darkstar 1, you can pick it up on Xbox 360.
Yep, Space Shuttle Mission Simulator is also coming out.
Yep.
We're not sure if this is going to be any good or not, because Microsoft did a space simulator like 10, 15 years ago. Boy, was it hard to play. Because obviously when you're in space, you know, you can't
fly. We should try and get it, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I mean, this is something I'd really want to check out. I mean, it's really difficult. Yeah. I remember playing the Microsoft one, and I was like, oh.
Is it like the kind of, wow, I'd never be able to do anything with space shuttles and satellites and stuff like that?
I think it was called Space. I'm not sure what it was called. Oh, yeah, there was Orbiter as well, which was a free one. That was, I tried that as well. That was mental. Here we go. Yeah, space.
Oh yeah,
simulator.
I've seen that before. And it was hardcore.
It was. I know it. I mean, I wasn't very old when it came out, and I know it was like one of the first things I had when I got a PC. No, I didn't even have it. It was my mate's, and we played it on his crappy 386 with DOS. We had the DOS version, and it was just like there was like chunky, you know, old school manuals, and it was like, wow, this is even harder to play than 688 Attacks Up.
Aww.
Yeah, it was pretty hardcore.
But yeah, so you get to do lots of spacey stuff. It's got difficulty modes as well, apparently.
Oh, good.
So you got the novice mode, which leads the astronaut through the tasks with content context arrows, and full text subtitles. There's read the manual and checklists commander. How's that? Wait, is that a difficulty mode? What?
What? What are you jib-jabbing about?
3D virtual cockpit and first person view. Multiple monitor support.
Does it? Cool.
For Matrox triple head to go and NVIDIA NView. What does that mean?
What it does? Well, Matrox is the free head graphics cards, but they're really slow graphics cards, so you don't really want to use them. Why does it just support multiple monitors anyway?
And then it's got native support for some stereoscopic goggles and head tracking.
Cool.
Which is apparently the closest thing you can get to NASA VR labs. That sounds quite cool. So you experience liftoff from there to into space. Yes. Perform mission procedures. Press buttons. Rotate knobs. Control the general purpose computer and manually guide the shuttle to a safe landing.
I'm trying to find some screenshots of Space Sim, but I can't find any. Here we go.
That's quite nice. They use the same textures that are used by Google Earth, but not the thingy one.
Well, the ones used by Google Earth are just general ones anyway.
Why can't they use the other ones?
What ones?
The spacey stuff that you look at. The one you open up. What is it called?
What?
Is it Bing uses it as well now, so you can go into it. Worldwide Telescope.
Worldwide Telescope doesn't have any Earth textures other than low res ones. And if you're obviously in orbit, you're mainly going to see the Earth. Yeah, that's what it looked
that
like.
That looks old school.
See, I mean, it's like Uber. Like half you said the it was screen,
DOS, didn't you?
Yeah, it's DOS. Half the screen is controls. And it's all jib jab controls.
Oh, is that a download of it as well? A full game download.
There's the manual. The manual is like almost the same size as the game.
That's cool. But yeah, so a new space shuttle simulator kind of thing. Because you don't get many of those.
No, it's interesting. We'll definitely
try and check
it out.
Last out coming out this week.
Totally unimportant compared to the last thing.
You got the first Doctor Who adventure game, which is City of the Daleks. It doesn't come out on the 4th like everything else. It comes out on the 5th. So on the Saturday, it might be available after the show airs. On Saturday, it might be available just from Saturday morning. Either way, it's the first Doctor Who adventure game, which we mentioned previously on the show, which features, of course, the Doctor and Amy Pond in London in 1963, but in like an alternate kind of world. And the Daleks have taken over and stuff. I'm not sure how much it will have changed since Charlotte had played it for us. I imagine they might have changed a fair bit. I'm not sure, though. But, of course, because it's digital download, they didn't have to go through any kind of first-party kind of stuff. So they could still be finishing it this week or whatever. Maybe. I'm not sure how they're giving it out, either. It might just be a download on the BBC website or something. Is that the new one?
Yeah.
That looks quite cute.
But.
Yeah. That's a square. They claim the Doctor Who game is going to be about 2.5 hours of gameplay, so not very long.
Hardcore gamer can get through it quite quickly.
Yeah, so if you're good at adventure games, you get through it in a second.
Yeah, I mean, really, this is aimed at, like,
it's aimed Doctor at families.
Who fans who don't play games.
And it'll be for PC and Mac.
Windows
and Mac. I'm sorry.
Which are both PCs.
Which are both PCs, yes, that's quite cool. And it's going to be about 250 meg download.
Say it.
Apparently.
250 meg? The flipping episode to download on iPlayer is like probably six times as much as that.
Yeah. But yeah, so I imagine after. I don't know, I haven't actually watched the Doctor Who from yesterday yet. Because, of course, we were at MCM Expo. But hopefully they might have mentioned it at the end of the show. As an advert, or if not then, they'll mention it at the end of next week's show, just to say, oh, you can download this now, it's free, play, kind of thing. But yeah. And that's made, of course, by Sumo Digital.
Yep.
For the BBC, with Charles Cecil helping out. That's all of the releases this week?
Yep, well, that's actually pretty much it for the show, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
You don't have any reviews, do we?
Not really. I talk about Alan Wake, but
yeah, we don't really have any which are ready.
I want to play Alan Wake more and finish it. I'm on episode 3. I was actually going to play it today, but I didn't in the end. I'll play it tomorrow.
Right, just a quick comment.
Yeah.
I'm just looking through the Space Shuttle Mission Simulator screenshots here. This is a new one, and you can see stars out the window. I'm sure, with the Earth in the same shot as well, I'm sure you would not be able to see stars out the window with the lights on. Yeah. You should be looking through glass, wouldn't you? So yeah, that's just my first fault I found with it.
Okay.
Just to make sure we're not clear that I think this game is awesome, I can find faults in this game.
Oh, Paul can find faults in any game.
Even StarCraft.
That's your specialty, isn't it, Paul?
Even StarCraft. Even Supreme, the last patch in Supreme Commander, they nerfed Tech 2 air transports and made them have like half the health. What? Seriously, guys? They just did that to like nerf one sort of gameplay mechanic where you could just rush with air units. And because things can fire from transports, you wouldn't be able to do anything about it. But it's like, oh, all you have to do is build a couple of flipping air turrets and you're sorted.
So yeah, you can contact us on our various methods. So feedback@gamercast.net for any letters that you want to send to us. You can check out the website, which is gamercast.net, and check
loads
out
loads of content on
we've
the website.
We've got loads of content on the website, like loads of reviews recently and previews and news and stuff like that. You can check out our Facebook group. We've also got a YouTube channel, which has awesomely got Charlotte's recently done a Demolition Simulator
video
to the 1812 Overture. Of course, the bit that everyone remembers that has explosions to it and stuff like that because of the cannons. You can also check out my collection video game collection unboxing videos
of Alan Wake, God of War, and so on.
Yeah, I might do a BioShock 2 one. I know it's been out a while, but I just show it off because it's a really nice collection. But I need a UV light to do that, really. Ooh, maybe that thing of mine is. Okay.
We'll also have some like videos from Expo posted up the next week or so as well.
And you can check out some of the stuff there. We talked to one of the guys at Rising Star about No More Heroes
2. Yeah, we'll
have
an interview up. We just have to subtitle it before we put it up.
Yeah, it was extremely loud at the Expo. So any videos you do watch, we apologise for the extreme amount of noise.
We will try and tone the noise down in the...
We'll put the noise levels down.
Yeah, we'll lower the volume of the sound.
What else can you do? You can check out our forums, portalforums.net.
They are the official forums, even though they're not on our domain.
Yeah.
That's cool because they're my forums, which...
And they've just been around before Gamercast.
Yeah, they predate Gamercast.
That's how awesome they are.
By like 3 years.
Is that it? Have we got any other...
Twitter, Facebook, Steam,
Twitter, Gamercast,
Dig, Podcast. Twitter.
Yeah, don't forget to subscribe to the
iTunes,
podcast. iTunes. Zune.
Yeah, you can subscribe to us on Zune.
Can you?
Just
use
the link.
Of course you click on the thing. I'm trying to get us up on Zune Marketplace.
Yeah, you need to do that before it goes worldwide with the Windows Phone 7 stuff.
Well, I'm contacting someone about it. Hopefully we'll get something sorted. That's cool.
We better do, because next week 200 is going to be super awesome. So if anyone actually has listened this far, if you send me an audio clip saying how awesome you think Gamercast is, I will play it on episode 200.
Yeah, no matter how many audio clips we have, we'll just play them all. It's going to be a long show.
Well, that's why I did it right at the end, so not many people send them in. See, I think these things. Because obviously we won't want 2,500 from like all of our listeners sending stuff in, because then it'd be like... Mm.
We'll have Charlotte send something in. Hi, guys.
Yeah, but she just sounds like you, so she wouldn't sound like that. Okay, anyway, so that's really it for this show.
Yeah, and we'll catch you next week, right? Next
Hopefully
week?
Adam will be on next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, Adam better be on. It's
200. Because it's
200. Send him a text.
And
like,
maybe...
Oi, where are you?
Just maybe. I'll try and get, like, Rudis on, maybe.
Chris? Or could Chris not make it?
Rudis is Chris.
No, I meant actual other Chris.
Oh, the other Chris.
Don't know.
Maybe. We'll have to see. Maybe I won't get him on, because then it'll be like... He's like, because he'll
be like a billion people talking at once.
Yeah, we don't want all the people who've been on Gamercast over the years on, because that'd be mental.
Yeah, because you could get Charlotte and Tim in as well.
We're not.
Lol, too many people.
Yep. Anyway, see you later.
Bye.